The information contained on the Give Me Credit radio show, its website, podcasts, and blogs are provided as general reference work as a public service. The listener is advised to check for changes to current law and to consult with a qualified attorney on any legal issue. The use of this material does not create an attorney-client or professional relationship. John Mackey is FICO certified, but is not an attorney. All programs and content on www.givemecredit.us or its parent company, Give Me Credit Media, whether audio, video, and written, are exclusive property of Give Me Credit Media, LLC. For further information, please go to our website at www.givemecredit.us.
Welcome, everybody, to Give Me Credit. This is our weekly visit with John Mackey. John is the president and founder of Master Credit Solutions. He is a man who knows of which he speaks. He's experienced with which we are talking about. And he has taken the time to put his experiences, not all of them, into a book. And last week we started this conversation, John, and welcome back to the program. Since it's your program, we thought it would be nice if you actually showed up.
Well, this time I did.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, you talk about this book that we opened the conversation with last week, and we did run out of time to let people know the book is available online.
Correct. And so all they would need to do would be to send me a note, and I'll be glad to send them a copy of it. Okay. It's in PDF format, so we're easily able to do that.
If you've got a book reader or something, you can get this into your little reader. The name of the book is what?
What is it? It's called...
this is your book, not mine.
Oh, you caught me. Debt Collectors, Lies and Deceit.
You know, and you probably used the two most descriptive words. What's really interesting about those two words, I've got to say this, I wanted to say it last week too. You know how it is when you're watching the news or you're getting ready in the afternoon, you're watching, they're teasing the news, and it's always, it's never, you know, baby buggies, sometimes their wheels fall off. It's always, your baby buggy can kill you and find out more at 5, you know, that type of thing.
Right.
And it's all alarmist. When you use lies and deceit, there's no alarm in it. It's exactly the way the story goes.
That's right. That's right. It is the way that the story goes. They're trained to do this. I've read training manuals that talk about this. Training manuals to never describe yourself as a debt collector, but as a negotiator, that they're working on your behalf.
Or a funds discovery personnel or something.
Right.
Yeah. Let's say it this way, though. They are never working on your behalf.
No,
they're working.
Not their intent.
No, their intent is to get into your wallet. And I think that's one of the reasons why it's so important to talk about your book, because I know that in the book you're able to tell us what a person's going to hear, what kind of questions that person on the other end of the phone is going to ask. And you're also going to help us make some proper responses to it so we don't get ourselves deeper into, well, whatever trouble we may have gotten into to start with here.
Right. Right.
So last week we got some highlights going about what your book is discussing.
Right.
Let's get back into more of those. And again, folks, we'll remind you that we'll give you information through this hour, this half hour, on how to get that book into your hands or onto your ebook reader or whatever it's going to be, so that you can start thumbing through it and getting a little more information. So, John, let's continue with this discussion on highlighting what's going on in the book. I'll let you take it from here.
Okay. Another one of the questions that they might state, or actually it's not a question, but it might be a statement here, is if you don't pay immediately, we will take you to court and we will garnish your wages. Now, this is a threat. And understand it as a threat, because unless, sorry about that.
They're calling you already.
Already. they're not going to garnish your wages until they have a court order to do so. In order to have a court order to do so, they have to hire an attorney to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that becomes an issue. Now, The FDCPA, the Fair Debt Collections Practices Act, and the Fair Credit Reporting Act, the FCRA, state that they cannot lie or deceive you. Well, if they say they're going to do it, then they must do it. But the reality is that they won't do it most of the time.
Is it true the other part of the reality is they really don't want to do that? They're just using that as the big stick.
The big threat, because if they do that, it costs them money to do it. And if you've got an item that's relatively small, let's say under $1,000, they're certainly not going to do it. You know, I should never say certainly, because they have done it, and I'm not trying to scare people. But what I'm trying to do is say these are scare tactics. They've always used these as scare tactics.
Last week we used the word intimidation. It just seems like there's this desire to make you feel small and make them feel authoritative so that you'll respond as almost a young child would respond to a parent when told to clean your room. Okay, you know, I don't want any of the punishment that may follow.
And like that one person that said, I'm not an attorney and I don't have to be to practice law.
Yeah.
Don't you know that?
Yeah. What an interesting way. Now John is referring to a conversation that he actually has recorded when he was playing third party to a conversation, which, John, maybe we should talk a little bit about that, because one of the services that you do offer is not just another pair of eyes, but another pair of ears.
And another mouth.
Yeah, as people get into these conversations, especially if it's a local group or whatever it may be, it's interesting to me that in the conversation that I heard, and you've actually sent a couple of to me, that you were the primary voice in the conversation, and by your sheer presence, there was an interesting change in the conversation. And a lot of it was, well, why are you doubting us and all that type of thing, but pushing back is not something that they're really used to.
It isn't, and that's what I mean by getting them off script. Now, by getting them off script, you know, or by pushing back, we're not talking about threats back to them.
No.
What I'm talking about is just saying, no, that simply isn't the case. What you're talking about are not truths. I never accused them of lying.
No.
But I will tell them that they're not stating the law correctly.
In essence, you're saying prove it.
Right.
And I saw it on several levels, but I'm going to try to slim it down to you made them establish their credibility.
Right.
You made them establish the actual need. Is this something that really needs to be addressed? And then you pushed back and said, you're going to have to prove all of this down the road. And that's when one of them came back and said, well, I'm not a lawyer and I don't need to be to practice law. I'm not sure what state that was coming out of, but I'm pretty sure you have to be a lawyer to practice law.
In any one of the American 50 states,
yeah,
you do.
Yeah.
Now, maybe in the state of Ukraine or the state of confusion, you don't have to be.
Well, we're talking about John's book, and he's talking about the lies and deceit that go along with this process of people who are trying to collect debt. Now, this ultimately has a conversation about your credit rating, and that's ultimately what we're trying to get back to, John, is to help people improve that credit rating,
right,
and address some of the needs that are happening in their lives to get them back on their feet on solid ground. But it's at that point I say we've got to take a break. Folks, grab a piece of paper and a pencil, because we're going to give you contact information in our next segment. You are listening to Give Me Credit.
I get this question a lot, folks. John Mackey here, Master Credit Solutions and Give Me Credit radio show. I get the question, why do you do this radio show? Here's why I do the show. Because there is so much misinformation out there. There's so much lying and deceit. Nobody knows what the real truth is. That's critical, folks. Critical. Because if you don't know how to respond, if you don't know how to play the game, these debt collectors and creditors will walk right over you. This is not a game for pansies. Some don't think it's a game. But for them, it is. It's a game. It's a game, and it's a scoreboard, and the scoreboard is money. Do I like it? No. I despise the way that these companies do business. How do we get away from this? Arm yourselves. Arm yourselves with information and the truth. That's the only way. Because once you put bullets in your gun, once they see you're armed, it becomes more even in the fight. Certainly not nearly equal. That's why I'm here for you. It's your money. It's your finances. If you want to continue being beaten up and being a pansy to these bullies, then don't call me. But if you want to take the bull by the horns, if you want to stand up, if you want to pull your head out of the sand, we have to talk. In the coming weeks, we're going to have some information from clients that I've served and what the results are. Fraud cases, debt collector cases where they threaten my client. Creditors not responding, debt collectors not responding to our demands. Let me know if I can help you. John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions, Give Me Credit Radio Show. You can call me at 612-216-4910 or 888-417-3400. Time is of the essence. You are paying extra for your bad credit. There's no doubt about that. Whether you want to believe it or not, go ahead. If you say, I'm not using my credit, you are. You are using your credit. If you rent, if you get car insurance, if you get homeowners insurance, if you get renter's insurance, you're paying for that bad credit. Give me a call. John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions. Give Me Credit Radio Show. 888-417-3400.
Welcome back, folks, to Give Me Credit. This is our weekly visit with John Mackey. John is the founder, the president of Master Credit Solutions. John is a man of a deep and abiding experience on helping folks get their feet back on the financial steadiness that we all want. We've all had maybe this experience, maybe not all, but I know that I have, where just a couple of years ago I wanted to get a car. And we've talked about this, John, where I got a house. And I thought, well, and when I went through the mortgage process, I had one of the people say, well, your credit rating is looking really good. And I thought, well, while it's flying high, I've got to replace this vehicle. And so I went back to a car dealership to do the same and found out that they're looking at an entirely different group of credit ratings. And he came back and said, I don't think we're going to make this happen. Your credit is really sour. And I thought, how can you have such dynamically different elements? Well, that's when I saw some things that were affecting us down the road and things that I knew were there versus things that I did not know that were there. But folks, that's when I was introduced to John Mackey. John and I created a relationship and a friendship. And ultimately out of that came this time where I thought, this is too good to waste just between the two of us, that we've got to find out more. Now, folks, we promised you contact information. Number one, John's book is available for you. It's online, it's in a PDF form, and if you will get in touch with us, we can get this book into your hands.
Correct.
Now, again, in a PDF form, you can either print it off or home, you can read it on your screen, you can download it to your e-reader. It's available for you, but John, how do they get in touch with you?
They pay me $995. No. All they got to do to get a hold of me directly is 612-567-2459.
All right, let's give that number again.
612-567-2459.
Or you can go, folks, to our website. That is givemecredit.us. And through that site, you can jump right over to Master Credit Solutions. And you can start getting into this world of getting back on your feet.
Right.
Now, John, back to your book we go, because right. That's the conversation we've been having both last week and this week, highlighting some of the things that people can ask, because you've talked about the deceit, you've talked about the lies, you've talked about the way that these debt collectors are coming after you. That's a part of the thing that right. You handle with folks, because that may be the reality of their day, not just a sagging credit number, but we're getting these calls. John, I'm going to give it back to you. What do we need to know next?
Here's one that I absolutely love because it's so bold and it's so out there and it's so obnoxious. When you tell them, prove it to me that this is my debt, and they say back to you, I don't need to prove anything. I'm calling simply because you owe a debt and you know it. What are you, some sort of deadbeat? Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Because right there, I mean, that's so clearly a violation. And it's stated so often.
So, as we've talked in previous programs, and folks, you can hear those previous programs, they're archived on givemecredit.us. The answer is they
yes,
do have to
do
prove.
Do have to prove it.
And they have to prove where it came from. And they have to have the paperwork that goes with it.
And they have to prove that they own it.
Now, that's an interesting little nuance, because they may have, as we've talked about before, just purchased a book of debt.
Correct.
It may have tens of thousands of
it would be like debt on items. An Excel spreadsheet. Well, they'll have the creditor. They'll have prior owners to the debt. It'll have the balance that is owed, not necessarily what they paid, but what is owed.
Right.
It'll have all of the technical jargon that they need to be putting on the Dunning letter. What they don't have is the ownership of that debt. I want a sales receipt. Okay, technically, that's what I want. I want to know, as a consumer out there talking with a debt collector, was it assigned to them? In other words, did Visa contract with this debt collector to contact them?
And that happens.
That happens. Or was it purchased by a junk debt buyer? Now, if it was purchased by a junk debt buyer, then they have to have and prove ownership of that debt. Because how do you know, as an individual, you got this Yahoo calling you up, and they're saying, you owe us this debt because we bought it from Joe Blow. Well, I could verbalize this myself and say it to you. Does that mean I owe it?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Do you think that was the case? Now, folks, John had shared with me a telephone conversation that you right. had with a legal organization. It sounded like a law firm to me.
Right.
That was contacting a client of yours
right.
on a specific debt owed, or at least they said that was a specific debt owed.
Right.
And in that conversation, they talked about, well, it's gone from collector and agency to collection agency to collection agency. And in my little mind, as I listened to the call, I wanted to scream, so how did you get it? Did they owe it or did they own it? As far as you know, did they own
that? At that point, they would have had to have owned it.
Because
a debt collector typically is not going to assign it to another debt collector okay. to have it collected.
And so they would have owned the debt. And again, you're saying very clearly, they need to have the legal documents from the original loan.
That is correct. So that may be five collection agencies in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the creditor.
But say, for example, you have purchased a lawnmower at Sears, and things just went awry in your life, and they do. We all know they do. Now, I'm not calling you a deadbeat. I'm just saying that that's the way it is.
Right.
And so things went a little awry, and now this collection agency, they have to be able to prove and show the original documentation from the Sears exchange that you have.
That is correct.
Plus trace it through whatever collection agencies they have, plus give you proof that they actually own that debt.
That's correct.
Wow.
And that it's not beyond the statute of limitations.
Well, now there's another element.
Because that was the true case in the situation that you're talking about.
Because it was past the statute of limitations.
Yes, it was.
Okay, see, now that's an interesting part of that, because even if they could prove that they owned the paperwork and they had purchased it and even come up with a receipt,
They still couldn't collect on it.
They couldn't collect on it unless you, in a weakened moment, said, I'll send you $10.
Right.
Which would have virtually started it right back from the beginning as though you had purchased it from Sears yesterday.
It'll reset the clock.
Oh, my. The number to get in touch with John is what?
612-567-2459.
Now, John can walk you through the process of getting this book into your hands. And it's worth the read. I can guarantee you it's worth the read. John, the number again is what?
612-567-2459.
Or you can go to givemecredit.us. We'll be back. You're listening to Give Me Credit.
John Mackey here, Master Credit Solutions. Thank you for listening to Give Me Credit. But what this brings up is an area in which you might need help. You might need help with your credit report and your credit score. You might need to clean it up. And let me tell you, folks, I've been there. I know there is no shame in this, but let's get the good times rolling again. The only way to do that is to contact me. I need you to call me at 888-417-3400. Let's at least talk. Let's discuss your credit issues. There's no charge in this, and there's no shame. My email address, John Mackey. @givemecredit.us. John Mackey @givemecredit.us.
We are back. You're listening to Give Me Credit. And again, we are honored that you would join us in these few moments this weekend to kind of help us work you through the process, as John has said so often, of getting back into the economy. I know that once you get out of the economy, when your credit rating has sagged, when you cannot get a loan, when you can't buy a car, when your bills are more expensive because your credit rating is so low, all those different things compile together almost as a conspiracy to kind of drag you down. And what we're trying to do is to drag you back up again and show you that you can get out of the pit and you can start walking on some nice solid ground again.
Did you see that walker go across the Grand Canyon?
Just little bits and pieces of it, yeah.
Okay. About two-thirds of the way across, maybe three-quarters of the way across, he described himself, as he had already come across and finished, that he felt this huge weight lifted off of him. He felt, I'm going to make it. I know I'm going to make it. I'm not going to fall, and I'm going to make it across.
Yeah.
That's what this feels like when you make contact, when I can lift the burden. I'm not a miracle worker. I don't want to give that impression.
Right.
But understand that I know the nuances of what goes on here.
Mm.
And we can lift that burden from you. You can start standing tall. I want this to be a positive experience. So often people don't come forward because they're afraid of it.
Exactly.
They won't talk about it. It's the hidden or the bad uncle that no one wants to talk about.
Yeah. I'm afraid to go to the mailbox. I'm afraid to answer my phone.
Right.
I can't do anything. I can't buy anything because this thing is sitting out there. And so consequently, John, I think we come to the conclusion there is nothing I can possibly do. When in fact, really the idea behind our program, behind the book that we've been discussing that you've written, really is the very beginning point of getting something done.
Right.
To getting some of this stuff wiped off.
If you're getting these calls, you don't have to get them anymore. I can stop them right now, legally. I'm not going to have Guido go over and talk to these people.
No.
You know, I may have his brother.
Lenny.
But let's talk about what I want to share with you. Is, according to the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, if a creditor can't validate a debt, now I'm not just telling you to show you the debt collect or the Dunning letter.
Mm-hmm.
If they can't validate it, if they can't show ownership, they are not allowed to collect the debt. Okay? They are not legally permitted to contact you about the debt. And they are not permitted to report it to the credit bureaus.
Now, John, a part of the conversation you and I have had on several occasions is they don't feel all that bound by the rules.
Aha. This is where we turn it around on them. And that is that if you want, as an individual, and I've helped other clients do this, you can file a claim in small claims court for violation of the Fair Credit Reporting Act and the Fair Debt Collections Practices Act. And the small claims court, because the fine is small, the fine is only $1,000,
mm-hmm.
plus court costs, plus attorney's fees, plus all this, that all you're really wanting is that item off the credit report and for
right.
them to stop harassing you.
Right.
The court will put a bite into them.
That's what we need to hear, that there is a bite. Now, I want to make sure that everybody knows that we're not trying to teach you how to back out of debt or how to back out of...
You know, I'm so glad you brought that up, because that's exactly what was I was thinking as you were, as I was talking.
Mm-hmm.
We're not trying to tell people how to abscond without paying for your debts. But we know that there are certain rules and regulations that affect debt collectors. They have been so poorly behaved in the past that they had to write these laws so that they would behave correctly. While we know that by the lawsuits that are out there, you know, one debt collector was sued $2.5 million for poor performance or for doing things incorrectly. Well, do you think that put them out of business? Are you kidding?
Mm-hmm.
That was chump change for them. Okay, so they wrote out a check, they paid the fine, and on they go, promising not to do that again. Okay, so it's a cost of doing business for them.
It's part of their bottom line. It's part of their overhead. This is part of their overhead.
Right.
They just see it as, yeah, it's going to happen X number of times through the course of any given financial year, and we'll take what we need to take to get done what we need to get done.
Right.
It's interesting, folks, because they really do try to play on you and your vulnerability. And even your guilt in saying, well, I did purchase that, or I did go through that, I did
Absolutely.
Sign that contract.
Absolutely.
You have talked often, John, about the statute of limitations.
Correct.
And that it does play an integral role in all this conversation, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You have to understand that there are 50 states, and each state has their own statute of limitations. And it also has a statute of limitations based on whether it was a written closed-end contract, let's say like a car loan or a home loan, specifically a car loan. Then you've got verbal debts where there is nothing written, but both agreed to certain items and can agree upon them. Then there are debts that are open-ended debts, like credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
And in the state of Minnesota, all three of those are 6 years. So the statute of limitations begins on the date of last activity.
Okay.
That's the critical part of that.
John, you talk about this in your book. You talk about this face-to-face.
Yep.
With people who want to find out more. You talk about things on a number of levels. You talk about how to deal with the creditors as they're coming, the debt collectors. You talk about how to read your credit rating. You talk about how to understand the score. You talk about how to scrub that thing off. And then ultimately, you're trying not just to leave them and say, okay, we're done, but to leave each one of your clients on a high note, which is, right. And here's how we build positive credit.
Absolutely.
And folks, I want to say this. There's no way that you can do this unless you start building a relationship with John and Master Credit Solutions and what he's available to help you with. And the first point of contact, I would say, John, especially as we've discussed the book, the websites, is to just touch base with you.
Talk to me. Email me. If you feel threatened by Ashley describing it to me verbally over the telephone, email me. Text me. Somehow get in touch with me, because mm-hmm. I'll be very glad to give you advice and to give you help. The advice is free.
Mm. The starting point is today. It's now. Here's a number you can touch base, John, with. What is it?
612-567-2459.
Now, if you want to go online, you can find out more. Go to givemecredit.us. givemecredit.us, and that will take you as a link as well to Master Credit Solutions, which is John's business. That's his professional act. I want to reinforce, John, that you're a professional in this. This is not a shoot in the dark type thing. You've got the experience, you've got the credit, you know, you've built the street creds, if you would, and have gone through the highs and the lows in order to A, write the book, and B, help people today where they are.
Yeah, let me point out, too, that I'm also FICO certified. Now, FICO stands for Fair Isaac Corporation, and it's also the ones that created the FICO score, and they have certified me as an expert in this area.
All right. This is the guy I want to touch base with, John. GiveMeCredit.us, GiveMeCredit.us, that's a good place to start.
Great place to start.
And the telephone number one more time.
612-567-2459.
All right. Let's say goodbye.
Again?
Yes.
Okay. Have a good week, folks.
All right. We'll see you later, folks. You're listening to Give Me Credit.
The information contained on the Give Me Credit radio show, its website, podcasts, and blogs are provided as general reference work as a public service. The listener is advised to check for changes to current law and to consult with a qualified attorney on any legal issue. The use of this material does not create an attorney-client or professional relationship. John Mackey is FICO certified, but is not an attorney. All programs and content on www.givemecredit.us or its parent company, Give Me Credit Media, whether audio, video, and written, are exclusive property of Give Me Credit Media, LLC. For further information, please go to our website at www.givemecredit.us.